calling in to speak with Tony and Candace, I think.
Yeah, you got Tony Michaels and Josie Cooper are filling for today. Chris, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well.
Have you hung out much with Jimmy Kimmel?
You know what? Actually, we haven't hung out with him too much this time. I did the show once before, and it's funny. We actually brought the photo along for him to sign, and he did. But my bass player is from Australia, and so he wanted a way to propose to his girlfriend where his family would see it, too. So the last time that we did Jimmy Kimmel, he wore a shirt that just said, "Missy, marry me, please."
Oh, how cool.
And so we, like, worked it with the camera guys where they, like, was zoomed in and like, made sure to get it, like, really, really a good shot of it at some point. So we left, and before we left, first of all, Jimmy thought it was great. He was like, he got a photo of me. He goes, "Hey, man, can I get a photo with you and the bass guy?" So we all ended up getting a photo, and he actually signed a copy of it for Steve. But the funniest part was we left the show, and Steve didn't know it was tape delayed.
Oh.
So we leave, and he's like waiting. We're all in one car together. We're leaving in a car service to go to the airport, and he's like sweating bullets in the back because nobody's called him. And then he realized that it was like an hour late, and she called and, of course, said yes. And it was so funny.
Oh, that is adorable. I figured he'd call and say, "Hello, don't you have something to tell me?" and totally ruin it.
Yeah, no kidding. Of course, lucky enough to have Chris Young part of our KSU 25th birthday bash. For our 20th, we had Alan Jackson come and put on a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about some names. And Chris Young, we're very happy to have you in town for this huge event at the Hard Rock. We have a burning question for you.
Burning, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an interesting way to lead into it.
Oh, yeah. There's a salve for that, Tony. Yeah, there's cream for that over the counter.
All right, seriously, what happened to Nashville Star? Why isn't it still on TV?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, I don't know. You know what? It's so funny. Because obviously that was such a big part of why I'm at RCA. And, you know, it's how I got my record deal. And I obviously got a lot of love for it because I don't think without the fans that bought my first record, we didn't really have a radio hit off that first record. So sure. I don't think we would have sold enough copies for me to be around had I not come from that show and had those fans. But there's a lot of people who don't even remember I was on it. And it's, you know, it's one of those crazy things. I wish that show was still around. I do.
Yeah, I completely forgot about it because there have been so many hits, maybe not on that first album, but after that, I mean, oh my gosh, it's unbelievable. They just keep coming.
Hey, you know what? I'm not mad about it. I'm gonna let it as long as that wants to keep happening, we will keep making music. But no, I've been incredibly lucky, and you know, a lot of the timing stuff has worked out in my favor. Yeah, you know, I think probably one of the biggest songs that we had that was so crazy was Voices, because we put it out mm-hmm. once originally as a single. It was my third and my sixth single. Because we put it out a second time after we'd had a couple hits, and it went to number one. It's like, that's only happened like two other times in the history of the charts. So that was very, very cool. And, you know, even all the way up to, you know, crossing my fingers to see what it does. But just the start that we've had on I'm Coming Over as a new single is pretty incredible. So I've been, obviously, there's work that goes into it, but there's also a little bit of luck, too. And I've been very lucky.
Okay, burning question number two. We watched...
Man, dude, you get him a cream or something.
I'm telling you, yeah. I mean, I have a little leftover. Okay, yeah, okay. I shouldn't have said that.
Okay, we watched the video here in the
steamy,
studio.
Yeah.
Totally steamy. Do you pick, like, the supermodel, like, on Tinder? By, like, swiping left or right? Because, wow.
You know what? I've never actually picked anybody. I've never been the final decision.
Like, yeah, right. Come
no,
on.
I really haven't. And, you know, it's... I'm real lucky that I work with a really great director who picked a fantastically beautiful and also really, really chill girl to be in that video. Because, let's be honest, doing half of your work day in your underwear with a whole bunch of people standing in the room with a camera, I'm sure was not the easiest thing in the world. So,
well, come on.
She was super cool.
They're not going to pick a girl like me. I mean, you're going to get a beautiful model. I mean, that's at least, you know, half the battle right there. But for her to be cool, that's just icing on the cake. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say, then she's going to put up with me all day, though.
Well, yeah. We have her calling next, and she has her publicist. We're not getting her real number.
Yeah, that's right.
And she'll say, "Oh, that Chris Young, seriously, I had to spend a whole day with him? What?"
Well, no, it's, you know, I've laughed about this so much. If you watch the video on iTunes, like if you go click on iTunes, it had to be a dude that edited that. It had to be because the clip that's on iTunes is probably maybe a second and a half, 2 seconds of me singing, and then it's the shot of her butt.
Like,
it's like, here's our selling point. There it is.
If somebody hasn't seen you in concert before, I mean, what are we expecting tonight, this Saturday night?
Obviously, we're going to play the stuff that they've heard on the radio, and which is, like we referred to earlier, which is a lot of fun because there's more than one of those.
Yes.
So it's not like when I started out and I'm like, the song that's at 38, and I'm like, I'm going to play this at the beginning, the middle, and the end of the show.
That's right.
We have a variety to choose from now.
Yeah. They're going to hear the stuff that's been on the radio, but then we're gonna throw in some stuff. I always seem to kind of gradually change the stuff that we're playing that's album cuts, whether it's, you know, newer stuff or older stuff, doing some throwback here and there, and probably be a couple of covers thrown in for good measure, but really, we're just going to have a good time.
Yeah. Okay, so you have dates this Saturday at the Hard Rock, and then November 13th, pretty big, just released the album day for the new CD. And so what does that look like for you? What are you planning on doing November 13th?
Oh, my God. I think we actually have a show that night. We're going to party. I mean, I'm going to celebrate pretty hard. I'm really, really pumped for this record to be out there. I've talked a lot about it, you know, just in interviews and stuff about, you know, there's more stuff on this record that I've not normally done in the past. I think people are going to love it as much as I do. And it was just such a fun project for me. I got to produce this with my buddy Corey Crowder. Me and Corey and Josh, who are the three guys that wrote I'm Coming Over, wrote about 2/3 of the record together. And then the rest of the songs that are on there are just so awesome. And Vince Gill's on the record. Cassidy Pope singing a duet with me on the record. And there's just a lot for people to dig into beyond the single. And I think if everybody likes the single, they're going to love the record.
I understand you were recently interviewed by Glamour magazine. How was that for you?
That was different.
Was it? Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. But it was very cool. It was, you know, my main focus about anything, no matter where I'm getting interviewed or who I'm getting interviewed by, is the music that I'm making right now. And right now it's a real fun time to talk about it. So it makes it pretty easy.
And we are excited about your new music, too. But speaking of dates, why haven't you taken any lately? I mean, you are a sexy man. I'm just saying, how are you still single? Or are you still single?
Oh, no, I've been on some dates lately.
Oh, like, good.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
But I am single. And, you know, summer always seems to be the toughest time for me and for a lot of people. But, I mean, perfect example is, like, today I'm doing a lot of interviews and a lot of video capture stuff for the album launch. Even though it's in November, you know, it's November 13th, but we're working on it now. And I've got this weekend of shows, and then we fly out to Europe for 2 weeks. And then I come back and got a show at the amphitheater in Nashville and start the fall tour. And it's just, there's a lot going on.
Wait, why is summer a hard time to be single? I mean, I remember it being 5 years of single for myself because I'm me, and it was
no,
hard.
No, but I said summer's a hard time to, like, get locked down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never home.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, ladies,
the people
are
dating generally like to see you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. I mean, ladies in the summer are generally wearing like 2 handkerchiefs. So that might be another reason why it's hard to be with somebody in the summer. But we are so excited to be spending the last part of our summer with you this Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Chris Young, we are so, so excited to see you.
Well, I'm ready for it, and thank you guys again for having me and my band and my crew, and we'll make sure to bring it.